Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 15th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 4 cents, closing at 337. November beans up 27.5 cents, closing at 10.09 1/4. And September wheat down 0.5 cent, closing at 422. Start with the beans. Very strong here. Meal up $7 a ton. Oil up about 120 ticks. The oil market's rallied 10% in 3 days here. Fairly unprecedented action. I haven't seen any good stories about it. My guess is it's all Chinese buying. Considering what we've gone through since Friday morning, you know, I think these are just phenomenal closes. We came out with the most bearish reports maybe in 42 years I've been in the business, and we closed it higher on Friday, closed corn and beans higher here today. Certainly a rejection of the report. You got the fund short 140 corn coming into today, short 120 wheat. I think they've got a problem in here. The corn closed over the 10-day moving average. We had the spike up yesterday. This is the highest close in 2 weeks in the corn. I mean, if you were short corn in here and you were the funds closing over the 10-day moving average, rejecting all the negative news, I don't know why you'd sit around. I remain very friendly out here on the corn and beans in the short run, maybe through mid to late September. The wheat took a little pressure here today. It looks like guys bought corn, sold a little bit of wheat, bought beans, sold a little bit of wheat. But, could we see a turnaround Tuesday in the corn and beans tomorrow? Sure we could. Does it really mean much? I really don't think so. We'll get the crop ratings here this afternoon. I would expect they'll take a slight dip. The export inspections this morning were just kind of okay. Beans 746, not quite as stellar as last week. We were down about 250,000 metric tons, but still a decent number. Corn 1.17, again a decent number, but down 300,000 from last week. Wheat 661, that was up 250 from last week, so that was a little bit helpful out here. I think there's a couple of things going on in this grain market. First of all, somebody wants the oil. They want the beans. Most likely is China out here. So certainly the demand story is there. On the corn side, what would rally this corn market? Well, first of all, I don't believe the government numbers. I think it's way too high, too early. I am starting to hear stories of some problems out here with some corn rot and some other things that are, in Illinois, in some of the better areas, and I believe that's legitimate. And we'll get that. I think the crop tour starts next week. I think, we may have seen the worst in terms of big bean numbers out or big corn numbers out here. And with the funds short, I'd love to see a nice rally here before harvest. So, the wheat took it on the chin a little bit here today, just down 0.5 cent. Set Minneapolis was higher. Kansas City was down 4 cents. So there was obviously some spreading going on out here. But overall, I love the way the beans closed. Love the way the corn closed. If we can get the corn to close over 340, I think it's a quick shot to 350. The beans, I think we've got potentially another 50 cents fairly quickly here in the beans. This has been great action. Maybe we set it back tomorrow, but I believe we can move this thing higher in the long run. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. We will get the crop ratings at 3 o'clock. I would imagine they're going to be down in corn and beans maybe by 1%. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.